Thank you, Mr. President. The next item of business is the discussion of roadside litter. This agenda item was requested by Councilman Wilson to have a discussion of trash and litter on the roads. We're joined today by Chris Keeler, Director of Assessment, and Mike Costello, who was here, the county constable. But I'll turn it over to Mr. Wilson, who asked to have this item placed on the agenda.
I believe Mr. Costello has probably left and went and picked up trash.
There he is.
would he want to speak first, or does he want me to bring it to his attention?
Go ahead.
Well, I keep hearing from my different people, and I see it my own eyes, that the highways are loaded with trash. And the sad part is we pick it up. Two or three weeks later, it's there again. So to my opinion here is we need to maybe put up some kind of cameras in these real busy areas where they just enjoy dumping trash on the they're actually state roads. But here we as county people live in them. And it just trashes up the place, and we're more interested in probably some other things, taking care of laws and regulations. But I think these are small things that, to me, it's a big thing, and it's a big thing to people to even call me. I've had attorneys right on down, all kinds of people's call me, says I think it's about time something's said about it. So I believe that maybe the county council, I'm not the county council, but the constables, in your spare time, could go out and check and see whose names are on these papers and find out. And maybe we should even authorize you to even get cameras, maybe a half a dozen, and put them here and there. And move around once we get that place cleared up and see if we can't get rid of this trash that's on these highways. Because it's a fact. Only trashy people throws out trash. And some people don't care. They have no morals. They have nothing. They don't care about nobody else. And they just care about junking up our area, throwing cans, bottles, paper, even bids, all kinds of trash thrown on the highways. Just ridiculous. So we need to cut out that nonsense. And let people let them know this county is active enough that if we catch you, you're going to pay a fine. And I think maybe even the fine should be as much as $500. And I think the state already has that kind of fine. So somewhere along the line, we need to enforce this law. Whether we need to work with the state or whatever, we need to somehow enforce this law and quit talking about. We talked about this about a year or two ago, and I talked Natural Resources, who was Colin O'Meara at the time, and he was serious about helping get it done. But we dropped the ball. We haven't done anything. And here we are continually just dropping trash and dropping trash. And it makes no place look good to have trash all along people's highways, especially big piles of it. And somebody's paying the bill. So taxpayers are paying money, so why can't we do our part and help clean this place up? So what's your comment? I guess you need another job, don't you? I mean, need some extra time.
I'm always looking for side
okay,
work, sir.
Good.
I wholeheartedly agree that it's a huge problem, and it's not just Sussex County. It's throughout the state. As a matter of fact, it's such a huge problem that there are a minimum of four statutory laws that cover it. Title 16 has a litter control law.
It's not enforced, though. That's the problem.
Well,
very little.
Title 16 has a law that covers it, which is health and safety. Title 21, which is the traffic law of the state of Delaware, has laws that cover it. Title 7, which is the conservation law in the state of Delaware, has two provisions in there that cover it. All of those provisions, Title 21, 16, Title 7, they can be enforced by any peace officer. I am not a peace officer. Now, for a long time, I was. And for my last 15 or so years, I worked for the Department of Natural Resources. You're well aware of that. And I reached out to them to get some statistics specifically for Sussex County over the last couple of years. Now, keep in mind that littering or dumping is rarely witnessed. So the majority of the complaints that get called in are all after the fact. It's one of those things, there's no witness information, nobody knows who did it. It's just that all of a sudden you come home and you see this bag of trash in your front lawn and you call the number and you make the report. In 2013, just in Sussex, there were 138 complaints called in. Out of that, there were 24 arrests that were made. In 2014, in Sussex County, there were 115 citizen complaints that were called in, and out of that, there were 11 arrests. Now, you had mentioned the cameras. In Sussex County, in that same time period, I operated that camera program, and I made 32 camera arrests just in that time period. So, yes, it can. But I need to tell you that cameras, although somewhat effective, there are countless hours that go into setting something up just to get one image. And then usually when you get that one image, the work has just started. Then you have interviews, you got to find those people, you need witness cooperation. So there is a lot to do.
Now, before we go too far, before I forget all you said,
if
I don't somewhere interject as I go along, you said you're arrested not even 10%.
That's correct.
That calls in. Maybe that's the reason people don't bother to call in, because really, is there really anything done? And then you talked about cameras. You talked about you did have some rest. But I never read that in the paper. How much did they get fined? What was the average cost? What did it cost the guy to dump the trash and got charged? What did they pay?
It depends on what statute you're using. And you need to understand that there's a fine line on what you can charge with, because you have to have the different elements that are involved in it. If you have a witness that says that it was thrown from a car, there's a different provision that you were using. If it wasn't thrown from a car, there's another provision that you could use. Now, those fines, they start off at $50, and they go up to $500 for a first offense. Second offense, repeat offenders. And the likelihood that you're going to get a repeat offender is very, very low, but it doesn't stop it. It doesn't stop it.
You know why? Because how many people really knows that these people have been caught? We should make a big deal. You're an offender. You've been caught. You're throwing trash down. There's $500 fine here. Buddy, if you're caught on this highway throwing out trash, there's a $500 fine. We're not going to play with you no longer. We're done playing here. We're just pitty-patting around. $50. We spent $500 trying to find who it was.
But
and we've done nothing.
It's not us. It's the state.
Absolutely. I hope the states are listening. I hope they're listening very well. After all, you were a state employee. You were a state employee who was doing this.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we got to do something about it. We just can't talk no more about it. We're doing nothing. We're not charging nothing. $50 is nothing. Shucks, they say that on one trip to the dump. Or we call it the proper name would be landfill today. But still a silliness. And we're worrying about somebody's house that sits back 200 feet from the road is looking shabby, and yet we allow people to throw trash down in front of people's $500,000 homes and get away with it. They're getting away with it. We're not doing nothing. Somebody, when I say we, I include myself. We're not doing nothing. We've got to somehow take our tax dollars and take some more pictures if that's what's got to be done. We just can't continue going the direction we're doing.
Yes, sir. I can tell you that when, as a state employee working for the Department of Natural Resources, I work diligently to develop that camera program because there's no witnesses. There are just no witnesses. And if you can't get a witness, you can't get an offender. It's just as simple as that.
Well, they say pictures don't lie. I don't know.
That's correct. I've not had one. Once they've seen that picture, that they've pled not guilty to it. It just, that doesn't happen. The proof is in the pudding. However, looking at it from a county perspective, the only thing that we have on the books, so to speak, from a county provision is the prohibited accumulations in the zoning law. And that only pertains to the owner of a property accumulating trash or waste on his own property. It does not cover the victimization of a roadside dumping. It just doesn't cover that. So I don't see how we could use a county accumulation.
I see how. He needs to haul it out to the highway, then dump it. Then he won't come under those regulations. If he got it on his own property, he's in trouble, according to what you're saying here.
Well, the provision is that he is not to permit the refuse to collect. You know, when we talk about a homeowner who has trash dumped on his property, he's a victim.
Right.
He's an unfortunate.
So he's got to go clean it up. He's got to clean up the other man's junk.
That's correct.
The other man's trash.
That's correct. And for the most part, they do. And over the years, I've talked to a lot of farmers who have had roof tear-offs dumped in the middle of their field, looking for some type of assistance to get. It costs a lot of money to get that cleaned up.
I know. Tractor tires cost us about $1,000 at least a piece. They don't think a thing about throwing a beer bottle out in the field.
Yes, sir.
But it's somewhere along the line, we got to get their attitudes changed. This is not a free dumping ground.
Yes, sir. I am open-minded and willing to address it for whatever the county authorizes us to do. But at this point, the only tool that I have in our toolbox is the prohibited accumulation, which is not addressed at the offender. It's addressed at the property owner. Other than that, the only thing we can do is be a good witness.
Mr. President? Well, as a positive solution kind of guy that I am, I think we should talk about some real solutions that can work, because I know that there are real issues throughout this county as it relates to dumping and people not taking pride or taking responsibility for their actions. But I also know there's a lot of people that love to serve and love to volunteer and love to give and love to help. So I think there's an opportunity to merge the two. I know there's a lot of high school kids that are always looking for service hours with some adult supervision. I think there's an opportunity there to do something. I think also there's an opportunity. I also know that I think we have it here in Delaware. I'm not sure. Perhaps you could share, you know, adopt a road or adopt a highway, right?
We do have that, an opportunity
for an organization to get a little PR, and they're responsible for policing that area, make sure it's kept clean. Because the people that are going to do bad are going to do bad. We all know that. And so I think that these issues, these concerns, though they might be working a little bit, are not a true method of a solution, I don't think, long term. So I think we ought to look at some other ways, perhaps as two examples were just given, something that we as a county could take it on upon ourselves to get some community involvement. And people take pride in their own community. We can come up with a nice little PR if we wanted, and cost probably very little or no money at all to do something along those lines. And I think people would get great enjoyment. I know there's kids that go out to the beach and plant different things. There's lots of people that can do a lot of things and are willing to do some things. But we have to just maybe perhaps plant the seed for them and help them to organize it a little bit.
Robert, I have people that live on my... In fact, my family for a long time picked up all the trash on the highway. In fact, they didn't even want to throw out a chewing gum piece of paper for the whole miles we lived down the road because of the reason they got in the habit of picking up other people's trash for years. My neighbor down the road takes the other end of the road for about 3.5 miles, and she picks up the trash. And she does this 3 and 4 times a year, and you can see enough of big piles of trash every time she does. They're volunteers.
Sure.
But why are they picking up behind other people? That's the point. We're doing nothing with those that just throw trash on us. That's the point I'm driving at. Now, sure, I can call the highway department, have the people from the SCI here picking up the trash 2 and 3 times a year. But the point is, it's not picked up a week. It's out there again, piles and piles. Just the whole road, just trashy. The whole daggone thing, it just looks bad. And it's just... We're doing nothing about those that are throwing the trash. We can get it picked up, but it's not a permanent situation because here they come again. It's no end to it. And there's where the problem's at. We've got to stop them from somehow, slow them up at least. Right now it's just throw out the trash all you want to throw out. There's no penalty. Who cares? Save your trip to the dump. Throw out your monthly trash, your weekly trash, and here it goes. So that's my problem. It's not, why should... My neighbors, or why should I go along and keep picking up trash every day behind other people? So that's what I pay my tax like everybody else, so they should pay their daggone penalty is picking up their trash like behind ourselves. We're not to pick up their trash for them. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, you're right.
Mr. Cole?
Well, it sounds to me like there's a support, Mr. Costello. We're going into the budget, you know, right now. It sounds to me that we're going to need from staff new ordinances, because it sounds to me that Mr. Wilson and everything realize now that the county may have to get involved. Okay, so new ordinances. And how many people do you have on your staff right now?
With myself, two.
Two. So two. We have two. So here's the commitment from the county, gentlemen, is we've got two people in that department addressing this major problem. So be supportive when Mr. Costello maybe goes to county administrator and says, I need more staff to do this. I need more money, and that is going to be something we need to consider. So new ordinances, more money, more staff. Sam, you can't do it with two people. You heard from them that the county, here's all we do. All you've alluded to is what the state's not doing. I can agree with you. There's a lot of problems out there. But if you think, and it sounds to me like there's support, that the county get more involved. So Let's step up, put your money where your mouth is, and we'll see what we do with the budget coming up. So, Mr. Lawson, I think you've heard from two, and I you know, this raises its ugly head every so often when it gets so bad. Like Sam says, there's complete household living rooms alongside the road. You could watch TV if you could find some electricity.
Well, we've got money for everything else.
Well, okay. Well, let's like I say, we have
taken what 150 million a year, well, 140 million, 130 million, and you mean we can't spend $10,000, $20,000 trying to correct this trash bit? Something's wrong here.
Wait, no, the county council hasn't directed, made any direction to do it. But
somewhere,
it sounds like today we are.
Somewhere Sam just found a lot of income we didn't know about.
That's right. So, Mr.
How much money do you take in?
Is there consensus to have Mr. Costello work up what he, because he's had the experience at the state, which is excellent. He's worked with these programs at the state level. He knows what works and what doesn't work. And possibly have Mr. Costello put forth a proposal on how to address this issue from a county perspective. And we either accept it, reject it, or modify it. But as right now, like I said, it raises its ugly head every so often. There's only so much he can do with what the framework we have given him to work with, and he's only got two people.
Well, I am a proponent for solutions. I think we all are here talking about it, but I would be mostly a proponent, you know, whereas it costs little or no money. In other words, let the community reach back and serve and give and help. And granted,
through their taxes, Robert.
Well, I mean, no, because there's a lot of opportunity out there. I mean, I know there's a lot of kids that are looking for service hours and need some direction, and I think there's opportunities here to put them to use. We give out grant money, do we not, to various organizations? What could we also perhaps ask for them or request for them or give an idea for them to perhaps help in some other areas of the needs within the county? Could we not? Okay. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
I know. I'll just tell you the first thing that will come up is people are going to be very concerned if they're going to have a lot of these young people alongside the roadways picking up stuff, the liability of all that, and somebody's got to watch them all. It's going to take more than two people to even organize that. Adopt a Highway is a state program, but it takes people to do it. State's got many people. How many people were in your department when you were at the state?
12.
12. Okay, they had 12 to try to deal with the state. That's almost like two dealing with the county. It just seems that at all levels of government, we're not really addressing the problem. Come up with some innovative ideas, put forth to our administrator, and now's the time to do it. That's like so. Like I said, we either do it or we sit a couple years from now and we'll talk about it again.
And get nowhere.
Well, are you willing, Sam? I mean, it sounds to me there's a consensus for Mr. Costello to move forward.
I believe he
doesn't want to get up here and listen to this.
I actually believe that people would be glad to pay 5 cents a household for all the houses in this county for trash control along the highways. And 50 cents, I believe they'd be glad to. And that would be a very small, that'd be a large budget for us, but it'd be a very small income we'd be requesting.
We may have the funds, Mr. Wilson, without having to raise taxes.
Well, that's the point I'm thinking. That's the point I'm making, George. Thank you.
Mr. Costello, I think you kind of heard what the feeling is up here.
Mr. President,
you would work on some suggestions, some ideas, and get with Mr. Lawson, discuss those, and if there's some kind of a budget number involved in that, take that back to him also.
Mr. President, one other quick question. May I, Mr. Costello, is there, from your perspective, as you drive around the county, are these issues more so household trash, or is the bigger issue like sofas, refrigerators, bigger issue things?
Or
mattresses, things along those lines?
You can break this up into a couple of different, you know, the majority of the trash that you see in and along the roadway is just litter. It's just debris that's getting thrown out the window because it's just sitting in a car and they just want rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other areas where you see large amounts of stuff, like a house cleanout, you know, that it just ends up on some back road that nobody hardly ever travels. And another thing I want the council to think about is, as you hear any proposal that might come forward, is the areas that you're seeing these large-scale dumping occur on, there's other illegal activity going on there too. And so be aware of that. So if you send one of your county employees out to an area to put up cameras, be advised that he's probably going to encounter other illegal activity that's going on out there. So you need to be in a be in a mindset to prepare him to deal with what he's going to encounter as well.
Well, turn it into the state police if you find that. Or if you can't handle it yourself, turn it into state police. But at least just try to do something about it. If you catch somebody stealing or illegal drugs or whatever it is, we just can't turn our eye and look the other way. Just can't do it. Other people have to live by law. Why, of all things, why are drugs and trash and everything else all put together, to me, is we just can't look the other way. We just can't wink our eye and say, oh, I didn't see it. Just can't happen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you. Next item of business.